WSEU 202, and we're rolling. WSHF 567, monitoring morning time, Mike. Paul, if you're out here.
WRUZ 935.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Not too much, just turn this thing on. Seeing if Mike and Paul was out here. This is WSHF 567 out of Warren, Sam I am.
Well, this is John. Drive for Chrysler.
Nice to meet you. You have a good day and be safe. I'm clear.
Alrighty then. Catch up with you later. WRUZ 935.
Yeah, morning time out there, John. WRWV 49. Yeah, I see you called me. I just missed it.
Yep, I'll catch up with you a little bit later. Are you available?
Yeah, I am now, you know, at the moment, you know.
All right, WRUZ 935.
489. WRWB 489. Still on there, Sam.
WSHF 567, Sam I am. Yep, I'm still here.
Anyway, yeah, I was just looking at something on my phone. So what's on your roster for today there, Sam?
Same thing as yesterday, a whole lot of waiting. What do you got going on? What time you leaving out and what time you get back? You have a long day, short day? What's going on, Mike?
Well, my day's going to be a little shorter than yesterday, so I'll be leaving out of here in about, oh, another 10 to 15 minutes or so.
Joe? Got a couple snowblowers sitting here that have been here since before Christmas.
What, ones that nobody wanted, or just ones that customers had dropped off and they forgot about, or whatnot?
Yeah, well, watch me telling me order the dog there. That's it.
Yeah, you're not making it into the repeater wherever you're sitting. It's, you know, it's just not good. A lot of bacon frying and you're not getting in.
That's because we're on 20.
Well, your radio's set up for the channel, you know, numbers and that. Mine's just, mine's set up just, you know, for the frequencies. Yeah, when you say channel 20, I don't know what you mean by that because, you know, I don't have my radio set up like that.
Well, this has frequencies too. It says 467.67500. The other one we use isn't so scratchy and distorted.
467. 462.675 because the input frequency would be 467.675.
625, the other one. It's not so choppy.
625, that's Detroit, and, you know, I can't hit that with an HT. Oh, I have done it before, you know, with an HT, but that was because I was high up in elevation and the troposphere was in my favor.
Right, all about the distance.
All right there, Sam, I'm going to get ready here for work, and then I'll be in the mobile here in about 15 minutes.
All right, Mike, if I don't catch you again, you have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You'll catch me. I'll be out here in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Roger. All right, I'll be here.
Copy that. WRWB 49 will be QSY into the mobile.
WSHF 567, standing by.
WRWP 489 from WSHM 738.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Sam, good morning. Just finishing up my coffee before I get out the door here. Good morning.
Yep, copy all that, I did. Yep, you're about to get out the door, no doubt. Hey, Mike was just out here a little while ago. He said he'll be back.
Okay, yeah, I'm running a little late today because I was, you know me, Mr. Lonely, was at the Red Wings game last night down at Little Caesars Arena. So second time I've been down there in a couple of months. Great time with my daughter, her husband, and her father-in-law. So it was all... a great thing to watch the Red Wings in action. First Red Wing hockey game in quite a while. So first one there anyways. Anyways, good morning. Mr. Lonely, I'll be back.
Sounds like you had fun for a lonely person. I thought I was the only lonely person around here. Dang.
Only the lonely, Sam. WSHM 738. Mike's probably making coffee, I'm guessing.
Hey, Tori, I'm in the mobile. WRWB 49.
Oh, in the mobile already. Look at you, man. 2026. Ain't no time for the faint-hearted. That's early Mike now.
Different hours, you know, call for... different things.
It's okay. You're working. I'm guessing Charlie has this Friday off, huh?
What? That could be. That could be. Yeah, because usually he's out here at this time.
It made a double with you. Was it you, Charlie?
Yeah, that was me. I'm in a bad pocket of traffic trying to get over. I'll be right back. WSBT 754.
All right. Good morning. I'm just taking roll call this morning.
Mulching my way into work here. Well, it'll be about 20 minutes, 30 minutes or so before I get there.
okay. I'm just taking a roll call this morning.
WSHF 567, Sam, I am monitoring.
WSHF 567, checked in. WRWB 489, I also have you checked in. WSBT 573, I have you checked in.
Or maybe 574, one or the other. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Paul. All right, I made it off. That was a very sketchy exit.
Why? What's going on out there?
Just got into a bad pocket of traffic and couldn't get over, couldn't get by. You go to get around somebody, then they speed up, and oh my God, it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday. All right, I'll be back. I want to finish my coffee and get out the door here in the next few minutes. I'll be back. WSHM 738. Portable.
Good morning, right there. What's going on there, Charlie?
I was just heading in and knock off this last day for the first full week of 2026.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm just moseying my way into work here, just plugging away. I'm sure the eastbound side of 94 is clear.
Yep, I did not see any problems on your side of the highway. You should be good to go. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, I'm just listening. You guys go ahead. I'm enjoying the conversation, just listening.
Yeah, Mike, so I boogied home as quick as I can get there to take the dog for a stroll. Come around the corner and saw my wife's car in the park in the driveway. And she said, we just got back from a walk.
Hey, then. You know, my wife, you know, she'll walk the dog about a mile or 2 miles and then come back home.
Well, I got about a mile and a quarter path that we take around a couple blocks. He knows the way, got all his spots, he's got his sniff and all that. Yeah, it's about a mile and a quarter what we do. She ended up having 2 days off in the middle of the week. That's surprising, but worked out in my favor.
You.
I woke up, grabbed the coffee, did my thing, turned on the computer to find out that I missed one of the college football semifinals. I see Miami Hurricanes are in the championship.
For the NCAA football?
Yeah, the semifinals. Miami beat Ole Miss to be in the championship. Tonight's Indiana and Oregon.
Yeah, I copy. Yeah, right now I've been watching, the NCAA basketball. I see Michigan is ranked pretty good. It looks like they might make the regular tournament.
Yeah, I'm not much of a basketball fan, but I do follow the NCAA tournament, and I have seen that they are kicking butt, so hopefully they don't get in and make an early exit. Yeah, we got a pretty good team going on right now.
Now we're giving, Tom Izzo a run for his money.
He's been probably the longest tenured coach of any team in Michigan, pro or collegiate. He's been there for a long time.
I think since like the late 90s. Yeah, because in 99 they went to the to the final four and won it.
All right, good morning. I am Mobile.
We hear you.
I think that was playing on the screens last night, if I'm not mistaken. Charlie, I was, as I told you yesterday, I tell you today that I went down to the Little Caesars Arena. That was the event to watch a Red Wings game. It was part of my Christmas gift. And I can tell you after watching the hockey game, I put a parallel out there like boxing, you know, with some of the greats we grew up with in the 80s, right? Tommy Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler, and, Roberto Duran, and all of that. Like with the Red Wings, it's not the same anymore.
Yeah, all the good fights stopped after Bob Probert and Darren McCarty were gone. That was a great time to be alive.
Don't forget Joey Kosher.
We had a team and there was no salary cap.
Well, I mean, you know, the Wings held a pretty good record there. It might still be held. And they were like in the playoffs for 20, 23 or 24 years. So this would all be from a while. They were a pretty tough team. I don't think they're quite the team they were, and they certainly don't have the veracity they had. Although they won last night, 5-1, I believe. And what's his name? The guy we got from Chicago a couple of years ago scored his 500th goal last night. Trying to get a guy's name, Kane. He used to play for Chicago when he first got in the league. Yeah, anyways, like 2007 or something. But anyways, he's on Detroit the last couple of two, 3 years, so he scored his 500th goal last night. So it's kind of neat to watch him win, plus have that as a kind of a celebration type thing going on. Pretty good night all in all.
No, I haven't been down to the LCA at all. I've been to the Joe. They were closed it up. Seen a few games with them down there, but no, I've not been to the LCA yet.
Yeah, me neither until a couple months ago. I've been to a Pistons game and then last night at the Red Wings game, so it's a pretty nice arena. I remember the Joe, and I've been down there a few times back in the day. I also make a statement about Tiger Stadium versus Comerica Park. Like, I was kind of against it because I was a kid that always went with my dad to Tiger Stadium. I remember watching Mickey Lolich, Gates Brown, Denny McClain. I mean, all as a kid, Bill Freehan. Chet Lemon, I mean, I could go on and on and on. But, yes, I grew up with that face. So once you get used to that in that type of setting, you hate to see something else come along. Until you go there, you realize what a bunch of technology that has been built in a new stadium and, you know, new food. And I mean, so, you know, I've fought this demon with Little Caesars Arena, and I've also fought this demon with Comerica Park, but they're both great new places, obviously.
He named off all those old players and not one word of Mark the Bird Fidrich.
He was a short, and I remember when he come around 76 or somewhere within a year, I think. Yeah, he was kind of a kooky guy. Threw his arm out. He didn't make it long. But yes, he was an anomaly. Yeah, they overused him, man. They wore him right out. And he was a nut. He ended up getting killed on his farm, I guess. Tractor fell on him or something like that. I think that's what it was. Go ahead, Mike.
When I was going to Tiger Stadium, I remember Dustin Fielder couldn't run, but, I mean, he was good for hitting.
First baseman, Cecil. Yeah, I wasn't much of a basketball fan or baseball fan either, but I really, really liked Miguel Cabrera. That guy was a trip to watch. No Maglio Adornes? Oh, man, I never really followed baseball. I don't know why. It just wasn't my thing. Primarily football. That's my sport. But I did like all the highlights, Miguel Cabrera. That dude made baseball fun.
He was really good, I'll tell you. You know, if I'm not mistaken, they gave him a job in the front office after he retired.
I think they did. I'm not sure, like a coach or analyst or whatever. But yeah, I think he's still in the organization. The price they get for some of these tickets, I don't know exactly what my daughter spent, but I know when it comes to parking down there, it's kind of crazy. You spend 50, 60 bucks to park to go see an event. Isn't that crazy for a couple hours?
Racketeering.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive for a family to go down to one of these sporting events anymore.
I wanted to beat Flo's Barbecue. They had a pulled pork plate for like 18 bucks. That was pretty good.
You know, I haven't ate there in a while because of the fact that, you know, every time I would take my wife down there, it's like, man, there's a line out the door. And it's like, oh, man. And I know that one at Pontiac, they closed that one up.
I'm just familiar with the one by the old train station, but they obviously have a concession stand in LCA, so there you go. It was pretty good.
Alrighty then, well, it's that time, fellas. I will catch you probably Monday, Paul. Probably catch you later on this afternoon, Mike. Sam, if you're still listening, have a nice weekend. I got to go make the coffee. WSBT 754.
See ya, Charlie.
You too. Have a good day.
See ya, Charlie, and good morning. I was going a little slow. I seen a warning this morning on my phone having coffee, something about a wind advisory. So apparently we got some wind coming today. I'm not sure when, but the roads are wet. Traffic's going slow. I'm here on 696 at or near the Quindary here, and it's starting to slow up.
Sometimes, you know, you get a little bit.
I'm sorry, Turkey. I think you were getting, I'm not sure if you're getting noisy or what's going on there.
It says we got a little QRM on the residual too, you know, along with this other weather pattern coming in.
Oh, QRM. Well, that would explain it. Yeah, anyways,
someone's jamming.
Oh, jammers are up. The jammers are up.
7967.
Yeah. So the SHM with the mentality that, you know, suits their lifestyle.
I don't see how it's okay to make fun of do this stuff, but you can clearly see who's doing it. It's not me.
I told you it's a mix.
Thank you. WSFF 330 monitoring.
WSEU 202, and we're mobile. WIZX 218, WIZG 88, copy. WIZX 218, WIZG 48, copy.
WIZX 218, I got you, Jack.
Good morning. What a sunshine this morning and clear sky.
Roger that, yeah, it's just popping out. I was just outside there. I thought I heard you on the radio. But it's going to go down now all day, Roger.
And must be a good day today. They say it'd be 57. Is that right?
Yeah, right now. Right now is the highest for today. Then it's going to drop as the day goes on there. Copy?
I see what you're saying. I just want to see it. I ain't the one that says, I know you gotta do something right now, but go ahead. I'll talk to you later. I just woke up and I haven't my coffee yet. We'll talk later. WIUG, lady.
Roger that. All right. I'll be out in the mobile too. I'll give you a holler. WRZX 218. Stay in mind.
WSEU 202, and we're back to being mobile.
WSKM960, you out there, buddy? WSKM960, you out there, buddy? WSKK864 monitor. WRUZ935 mobile.
WRUZ935.
Man, I'm just coming home from the coal mine.
Would that be the salt mine?
No, I quit that job. It's down in the coal mine.
Is that working in the coal mine going downtown or something? Down in Hamtramck.
You were?
Yeah. This is the old country. Oh, you dropped out there. What was that?
They moved out. Where you been?
Oh, there's still some there. My cousin's still living in Hamtramck.
Well, ain't the Hamtramck I knew in the 80s, I'll tell you that.
Oh, but they still got some good restaurants and bakeries and stuff like that around there.
Oh, okay. Well, I know people still dart down there to get the
punchies. Yeah, Jim and I went down there maybe a month ago, something like that, a little before Christmas. We went to one of the restaurants and got their nice Polish plate and a cup of chanina, a duck's blood soup.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be having any of that.
No, but you'll eat a nice rare piece of prime rib with the blood dripping out of it, won't you?
That's right.
But they put a pint of duck's blood, not even about a half a pint of duck's blood, in a big old stock pot to give it some color, and people get all grossed out.
Yeah, because like me, you know, some Anglo-Saxon guy, you think that, you know, 98% blood and 2% chicken soup.
It's actually pretty much a vegetable soup. It's got raisins and prunes and carrots and it's got fruits and vegetables in there, you know. It's actually kind of sweet, and that's why my family always cut it with it, put a little bit of a half a cap full of of white vinegar in there to cut the sweetness.
And a nice hunk of Edward's Key Lime Pie for dessert. Cup of coffee. Sounds wonderful.
Oh man, the best part of that soup is the homemade noodles and dumplings, you know, that my mom used to make. Boy, I miss them dumplings she used to make. Those were so good.
Yeah, well, there's a few things, you know, usually, and for me it was Wednesday and the spaghetti sauce and the meatballs my mother used to make. I always looked forward to that day, and it was an all-day cooking thing. That's what she did for that. There were some other things, too, her apple pie.
I know, you know, my mom was quite a great cook. She could do anything from roasts and specialty stuff to you know, pastries and all kinds of stuff. It looks like they got Van Dyke blocked off here at 8 Mile Road. Wonder what's going on here.
Oh, so you're still in the car. Sounds like you're coming back from there. Is that what you're doing?
Yep, exactly. Now they've got traffic lights are out at 8 Mile.
And what road?
Van Dyke at 8 Mile Road.
All right, well...
Yeah, I'll detour over to the east a little bit because that's going out of the way, so we'll take the shortcut. I hate that now that you can't make that left turn onto northbound Grosbeck anymore.
No, I think that's always been a turnaround for a long time, as far as I know. You talking about going east on 8 Mile Road and just making a left-hand turn and going north on Grosbeck? I thought that was always a turnaround. The only one that you can hook a left on is Hoover, I think.
Yeah, now, but they just, a couple of years ago, they just redid that intersection and took out the left turn. You used to be able to go left on, you know, go northbound on Grosbeck. But they took that out and made you have to do a Michigan U-turn now, you know, left-hand turn.
Oh, well, I guess I don't get over that way enough to know, so.
Well, that was always an easy way to go home from work, you know. Shoot straight up Van Dyke and, you know, Grosbeck and Grosbeck North. It was, you know, without taking the freeway, it was an easy way to get home.
All right, well. You know, the maps are constantly changing.
Yep. Plus, this used to be my old stomping grounds, man. That's, you know, I grew up in Detroit over here on the northeast side.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So, did you have a good day at work, nice and easy?
I've been busy, so that makes it go by quick for the first week being back after the big break. I don't take much time off, so around Christmas, that's when I take my time off. It's a good break. Yeah, so I've been busy, so the first week is usually tough to deal with because you just had... You know, a lot of days off, so. But I've been busy, so it went by quick.
Yeah, we've been really slow at work here lately. You know, but if I talk to one guy, you know, keep telling me how we're going out of business. You know, they all know the business of what's going on, but they don't work there.
Well, there's a million geniuses walking the face of this earth, so don't let one upset you.
They don't upset me. I just laugh. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, WSHM 738.
I'll probably move about another 60 places up the seniority list this year. Going to have a bunch of guys retiring. So us new guys will start being the seniority drivers.
Yeah, that's what happens as time marches forward.
Yeah, well, I'll never make it to number one in seniority. Let's go. People are making left turns in front of this car.
Yeah. Where are you at now?
Over a 9.
9 in Gooseback?
Hoover. I took Hoover.
Ah, okay.
I'm going to go get some pie for dinner today.
Slept by a half hour today, no big deal. I just had less time to drink my coffee in the morning, but still made it on time for work. But, you know, it's late night. When you go see a Red Wings game, it doesn't start till like 7:10. And then by the time you get out, you know, get to the car, and drive home and all that, you know. Oh, we got a jammer! There's a jammer! Boy, if they get paid for this, they're making a lot of money, man.
Yep. Oh, well. Yeah, don't bother me none. Not like we didn't have a bunch of other places we could talk if we wanted to.
Exactly.
I got like 11 frequencies I can have going at the same time.
Well, I think it's fun kind of finding the jam. You know, and identifying them, that's what I like. It's like a sport.
Ah, okay. So did you have some jamming this morning?
There was some jamming this morning, but I left a little late, so I didn't have time to hunt them down. But other people did.
There were jammers this morning, yesterday morning, the day before that, and the day before that, WSBT 754.
Sounds good, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul.
John, you know Charlie. Say hi to Charlie.
Well, I must have doubled with you because I said that sounds like Charlie. Hey, Charlie, what's going on? WRUZ 935 Mobile.
Afternoon, John. Good to hear you again. And it's a little windy out here. I forgot I got out early today, Paul.
Yeah, I was thinking that on the way home. I said, I think Charlie gets out early. Like, it's every other Friday, but the Fridays he does work, he gets out early. So, I saw it anyway. So, well, hey, there you are.
Yeah, there's jammers every morning, every afternoon. It's the jamming channel.
Charlie, I'm not here
you know, that often. But I think that it's funny because I'm out here often enough to hear things like, well, if you guys would just, you know, go away, the jamming would stop. Well, how about making the jammers go away rather than people that are trying to talk?
Now that, sir, is a very novel idea.
Not like they haven't been tracked down and know exactly who they are.
That's all we want to do.
It's not like they haven't been tracked down and know exactly who they are, what their licenses are, or if they don't have licenses, what their addresses are.
Yeah, exactly. But it's our fault. It's our fault, see? I don't pay no attention to idiot logic, you know, I really don't.
You know, Charlie, that would be like me, you know, walking up to you and punching you in the face and then saying it's your fault for having your face where my fist was.
Glenn Campbell used that excuse on Tanya Tucker. Yeah, how dare me stick my face right there where you're fixing to swing. Now, what was I thinking?
See, now you get their logic.
It's getting pretty windy out here.
Well, the wind has died down. It's calm now compared to what it was.
Yeah, we had a couple of power glitches at the shop today. Ow, ow, little bump. We had a couple big power glitches today and made all my machines go kind of crazy. Had to do a lot of resetting. A couple of parts got tore up. You know, it was a nice day.
Yeah, I gotta check something real quick. Be right back.
Well, hurry going and take your time coming back.
Hello, come in. WRWV 49.
Good morning, Mike. Good afternoon, actually. Go ahead. Charlie's in there and John took a break for a minute.
John, I thought that one of the repeaters were down for a little bit earlier.
Afternoon, Mike. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
Mike, you're in there, right?
I thought Mike was in there.
Yeah, I'm in here. It's just a bug.
You just where? We got full signal on the input around Schroeder and Stevens.
I wonder who that could be.
That's three times for that guy, and he's got a license. And that's how you go fishing, Charlie, right there. There sounds like a DJK. No, that one is a different guy. You're close. It's his uncle.
Very good.
Go ahead, Mike.
What you mean, sir?
Yeah, Alex is trying to jam you there, Mike. So wait till you get a little closer. I think you're coming down range here. We're all at least keeping them entertained anyway.
here by the Macomb Correctional Facility.
That's where some of them need to be. That one is WSEU 202.
Is that who that is?
That's where I am. Half a mile away. Just driving home. Go.
Oh, remember, it's not them doing it, even though they scream every time they get caught.
Yeah, he's full scale, so this one's Scott Hubble here.
Well, that's the one that says Mike's talking out of the side of his neck, right?
People, you know? Abuse it, and
not them, remember, even though they scream about it.
So there's somebody else now. See, I always say, Mike, there's one day, two the next day, a third guy on the third day. It's their MO.
Hey, they're out there. Let me give my buddies a call.
Exactly.
A collaborated effort, all working in unison.
WSHM 738, right? Self-policing, just like ham radio.
WREZ 935
and WSBT 754.
Guy that writes a petition out on change.org to give somebody, knowing that his friends damn well do what he's complaining about, and he's at guilty. You better hope that petition makes it to the FCC. They got some information for them, Hubble.
Petition ain't going nowhere. WFHF 567. Hey, 202, you might as well give it up.
Afternoon there, Sam.
I gotta make a quick stop. I will be back. WREZ 935.
Okay, John. WSHM 738. We'll just ignore him from now on. We found out who's doing it this afternoon. We're all good.
So many of them, I can't keep them straight.
There's four or five primary ones. So anyways.
At the loose pieces of scat, you know, that kind of float around and eventually, you know, they cling out.
Just ignore them. You're probably well into the system now, Mike. They're not going to get over you.
Getting closer as we speak.
Another one in there blowing his mic. We all know who that one was. That was a guy a little further east. Yeah, we're doubling. What's that?
Said I put in an FCC complaint this morning about him and the jamming on this band.
And, you know, I'm tired of it. So hopefully they do something about it.
I'm getting close to being out of range, so I will take a standby and listen out. Catch you guys probably Monday morning. WSBT 754.
All right, Charlie, have a good one. Enjoy your weekend for sure.
Later, Charlie.
Good weekend, Charlie. WRNW 329.
Guys, have a good one. 754.
Yep, see you, Charlie. And I heard you. Good afternoon. Good after Friday.
Good afternoon to you.
What's going on there?
See you. Knock, knock. What's your guys' web?
Yeah. You know. The man, Mike. I don't see how we or ever want a radio system again while what him and his friends are doing here. Got caught red-handed more than once. I'm out here and this radio system, knowing what to do to it. You are one, Scott Hubble.
Right gate, Clinton Trailer Park over here, off of Little Mac. I think one of them's in there.
Where's that at?
On Rudgate, Clinton, the trailer park, just off of Little Mac, close to the Clinton Township Police Station on the back side there.
Yeah, so there's like three or four of them, right? They're all operating another. It's a coalition of idiots, is what it is.
That's right. Yeah, who knows? There could be one in there.
Are you listening on the input, Tim?
Get a chance to go over to input. But, they're hot there. Real hot.
Well, you're listening to the input.
The input side. I mean, I'm not listening. I'm just listening to this.
Okay. Well, Scott, just a minute. Almost home, so I'll catch you guys there. Have a good evening, good weekend, call it. I'm going to y'all do guys later. Say good afternoon, good week.
Have a good, all right, we will, catch a little bit. WRWB 49 for the record.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Hey, or maybe we'll talk to you a little later. WRNW329.
I think we should have a fox on.
Ben, I'm not too far from one of them, that's for sure.
Well, we're awfully close to the repeater, so they can't get it between us. I mean, they could try all they want, but good luck. I'm like actually right on top of the repeater as we speak, so.
Far from it.
Over the top of it, so am I, so I wouldn't worry about it, but yeah, I don't know anybody in Rudgate, but I mean, you never know. I mean, there's always new people that pop up over there. That's not exactly the crumb of the crumb, so to speak. Even Peachtree Apartments, you know.
Pretty hot going by that area there, real hot.
On the input side, weren't you?
No.
I didn't catch that. It cut off.
Wasn't on the other side, no.
Mike, he's saying no, he wasn't on the input side. So, I think for the most part, as identified earlier.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, we're just all out here trying to have a civilized conversation, and this is what ensues.
All right, you guys have a good weekend. I'm really here now. All right, see ya. WSHM 738.
Bye, 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 bye. Yep. I tell you what, it's a nice day out today.
Not nicer if the sun was out and it wasn't as windy.
They said we're supposed to get some pretty heavy windstorms here, so we'll have to see what happens with that. I really don't want that because, you know, where I live, you know, I'm always prone to having power outages or voltage spikes.
Copy. Yeah, my neighbor was texting me just earlier and said the power was out or something. His cameras are down, so I'm sitting in my driveway here. I'm going to go check and see if my power's out. It's very rarely out for long here where I'm at.
Yeah, that's how it usually is. Well, in my area, you know, I live on the south side of 16, so, I mean, that my neighborhood there, you know, it's got really old infrastructure, and they've been taking their sweet time to update it.
All done for the day, Mike?
I'm done for today, man. I got, you know, some things to do, and then I'm free, man.
Roger, we'll enjoy your weekend.
That's my plan. Yeah, well, I work every day of the week anyway, so I really don't get a weekend unless I decide to take a day off. My neighborhood, you know, it's for some reason, man, they, you know, and I've called and I've told them about it, you know, they have replaced poles, but, you know, they need to redo everything in that neighborhood. It's just, it's so old and outdated that they haven't really touched it in forever. Taking everybody left, huh?
Still here.
Well, Tim wasn't there. He must have had to go step away for a minute. What you got going on for today, Sam?
I was just watching the grandbabies. That's about it.
I copy that. Yeah, your radio's coming in strong today into the repeater. Unlike this morning, which was kind of hit or miss. I mean,
They're almost at, like, full quieting.
I'm in the same exact spot I was this morning. No difference, no change. Same exact spot. Okay. One little move to the right of the left and I lose signal. It's because I got that metal in walls, you know, wet plaster.
The wet plaster with the mesh and lattice. I know all about that. The house I grew up in as a kid was like that, you know, built in the 1940s, just after World War II.
You want to hear something strange? Yesterday, my birthday, 824 came out straight. Today, it came out 842. Son of a gun, I wish I would have known.
You just, that sucks. Yeah, if you would have played it, you know, and wheeled it, it would have came out either way. Still would have won.
I would have played it straight for a dollar yesterday with $500 in my pocket.
I used to go for this guy all the time that I took care of for like 14 years. Every day was daily 3-day.
That's all right. My old address came out, you know, my Kentucky address. 260 straight, man. It's like, damn it. With someone upstairs would let me know before it came out so I could play it. I just never get the hint.
Copy. Now I can see DTE and some of the contractors are they're out and about waiting for something to happen. It looks like they're all stationed around here in one area.
Something's bound to happen with our decrepit electrical system. I mean, think about it. It's been needing to be replaced for years.
Now it's, you know, because of all this wind, it's looking like, you know, they're just embracing for something.
Hey, are you driving right now?
Yeah, I'm out and about driving.
Joe, when you get a minute, you're not driving, your hands are free, give me a call. I got a question to ask you. It doesn't have to be right now, but just in a little while, give me a call because I got a question to ask you.
All right.
Get involved, please and thank you.
I like the most is when you hear them scream, especially when they know they've gotten caught, you know, and they're guilty of something, and, you know, they're trying to backpedal and they scream. All right, there, Sam, I'm going to be getting off this thing here. I got to take care of some things, and I'll be back in about, 15, 20 minutes.
Copy, Mike. All right. You have a good day. Be safe, buddy. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
You are WB49. I'll be standing by.
WSHF 567. Monitoring.
Well, Whiskey Sierra India Papa 284. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo 257. You there? Whiskey Sierra, India Papa, 284. This is Whiskey Sierra, Echo Tango, 257. Are you out there? Nothing heard from WSIP, 284. This is WSCT, 257. Clear and monitoring. WSJF, 896. This is WSCT, 257. Are you out there? nothing heard from WSJF 896. WSJF 257, back to standing by.
WRUZ 935 mobile.
WRVS 713 at New Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy? On WRVS 713, New Baltimore, this is WSGG 772, Chevy Township, mobile.
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
RWB, this is WSGG 772. Do you copy?
Solid copy, I guess. What's going on there, Paul?
Just about home for the weekend from work.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm just out and about right now. Been out of work for about a good half hour, 45 minutes now. Just closing my way back home.
Yeah, thank God for the weekend. Not doing much this weekend. It's going to be cold this weekend. I was hoping to set up my new CB in the car.
Well, Mike, I can tell you're not Canadian. Because if you were Canadian, you would have said you were booting a boot.
The boot. Well, you know, yeah. I'm just out there driving around and just you know, doing my thing there.
Oh, copy that there, eh? You know, I'm just running back and forth to the stores there, eh? And gonna crop some food. Maybe stop and get a Whopper with some of that processed cheese there, eh?
I might, you know, just before I get home, maybe stop off at the duty free and maybe pick up a little something, you know, to take the edge off, eh?
Okay, over to you, Paul. This is WRUZ 935 mobile, and I am John.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Don't be such a hoser. Hey.
All right, you know, I actually have, you know, relatives that live in Flimflon, just outside of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. And that's where my grandma was born and raised.
WRSVV, or WSGG 772, I'm at the homestead. You guys have a nice weekend. We're clear.
Okay, Paul, we'll catch you later. Mike?
You know, you talk about, you know, Canada. There used to be a guy I used to talk to in the mornings, you know, somewhere else. He was out of, where the heck was that? Wallaceburg, every morning.
Oh, and I was, when I was living in the upper flat over there, right around the block from Mudball, I used to talk to a woman that she had a cottage up there in Wallaceburg, and she'd be over there, and we'd be talking sideband all the time. She's a real nice lady.
But, Mike, I spent so much time over in Canada when I was running up about 45 minutes the other side of Toronto. I'd lay over in the truck and then pick up a load in the morning and come on back. And I was really tired coming back one night, and I stopped for a coffee at a Tim Hortons there on the 401. And nice lady behind the counter, and she's giving me my coffee and everything. And I said, yeah, just trying to hurry up and make it back home. And
cut off or what?
I dropped out.
You were talking, and all of a sudden, it's like you dropped out.
Yeah, anyway, I was spending more time on Canadian soil during the week. For the week. I was on Canadian soil more than I was U.S. soil.
Of Toronto. Remember that one mayor, the controversial mayor, Rob Ford? When he got on live TV and said those, interesting things, on, I think it was either CBC Global or CTV. But people are like, like in awe and shock, It's like, man, this mayor, man, what the heck's his deal?
Oh, I love that guy there, eh? He's a hoot.
Him on TV, he says, because the reporters were asking him all these questions, because he got caught, doing rails, in the open public. And he says, look, man, I never did that stuff. And that accusation about, asking me about, doing things to that woman. Look, I never, did that to that woman, blah, 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 and just came right out and said it,
Yeah, he really was a hoot. Hey, he's still in there, too. But, anyway. Mike, I'm just about home. I got to sign out because I got food, and I got to back in the driveway and run in with the food because I don't want it to get cold. So I'll catch up with you later. WRUZ 935 Mobile.
All right, we'll catch later. Yeah, before you go. No, he died. Out of an overdose, cocaine.
Okay, all right. Well, sorry to hear that. So there you see, 935.
WSTU 202, and good evening. 602, what's happening?
What's going on, Ralph?
My housekeeper just left, so I'm kind of dirty this place up a little bit.
Hey, roger that, owner. Must be nice, eh?
Well, you know, I really can't do it myself, so for a little bit of money, I got a gal that comes in and takes care of business. She's a big sweetheart. She's the best.
Yeah, my wife does that for her sister, goes over there once a month, does the cleaning.
What's happening on this? Warm, that's for sure.
Hey, can you hit Detroit repeater, man? WSBU 202, yeah, there.
Yeah, I just jumped on the other radio. What's happening, man?
Nothing, man. Just, you know, got back from work and was listening to the SDR, and I guess they're all up in there calling my name, saying I'm jamming them and stuff. You know, again, they're playing their games, that's all.
Well, you know, I heard some crap the other day. Well, Mr. Fart Noise guy was just doing his thing while you were talking, trying to get over you. It can't possibly be you, you know.
Yeah, well, they were having a discussion, I guess, earlier, saying that I was jamming him, that he was a half a mile away from my house, and I was full-scale jamming him. And I wasn't even home, you know. They're just picking people out of the air and just blaming anybody is what they're doing, man. They're a bunch of children.
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, man. You don't have to, you don't have to explain yourself. They're not fucking worth it.
Yeah, all right. Anything that have you heard at all from Dave?
No. I heard he was in the hospital, and then you told me he had some breathing issues or something, but I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, the night we went to see him, me and the wife went to see him, brought some food and some coffee and stuff. He said he was coming home the next day, and I haven't heard nothing from him, no answer to texts or nothing.
Well, hey, 902, you out there? That's pretty good buzz. Frank's pretty good buzz. He's scary. He knows something, I guess. Well, we're here.
Yeah, he'll show back up, man. I was going to leave my radio, but I didn't think it was a good idea, so I didn't leave him one, you know. He'd be skipping across people's life support systems and stuff, you know.
Well, God bless him. I hope he's good. I really do hope he's good. Like I said, I never met him. Talked to him on the phone a few times, but never actually met him.
Yeah, I've been talking to him for a while here on GMRS, but I went over to his house, I don't know, a month ago, dropped something off, but his brother answered the door, and so this was the first time I met him also in person, right?
Yeah, I've been meaning to, just I don't get around too well myself either. Got a hard time.
Oh, I got you. There you go. You got a hard time getting around also, eh?
Yeah, I had a back surgery about a year and a half ago, and it didn't help anything. I'm about to weigh down. I got about the strength of a two-year-old little girl. You know? I get around, but it's just tough.
I got you, man. I got you. Am I the only one that's 60 years old and still acting like I'm 30? Jesus, lover.
Hey, keep things on the straight and narrow. Keep your core strong. Yeah, live to 100, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, I'm still on my knees doing floors, man, you know. I'm still pretty damn active. Well, this last week or so I hadn't been, but, you know, no work. But, we went back today for sure.
Yeah, I'm finding that all the stupid stuff is happening on climate review. Like right here, we're doing fine. We're not having them idiots out here.
Yeah, I don't know what my radio sounds like to you over there. I'm hearing a little bit of bacon fine, but I can still make you out. You know, it's all right. I'd rather be here listening to that than listen to that crap.
Well, hold on a minute. If you can make me out, I should be pretty strong coming at you.
I'm getting that bacon frying coming in there with you as you're talking, you know. A little bit here and there.
No, the radio's on medium. Close if you can, I don't know, 5, 10, 20 watts. I don't know what you got to set. So medium, I don't know, it's probably got to be at least 5 watts. Maybe at least.
Yeah, my meter says I'm putting out 24 now.
I wonder if that damn thing gets hot. Yeah, I keep mine on medium, but, you know, always, you know, trying to get over a dumb guy, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm putting mine to the test right now. I got it on high. Yeah, it's 24.6 something watts. I want to see if it heats up and blinks out on me again, you know. I haven't really put it to the test since we talked about it last time.
Okay, so you got it sitting in the cooling box and that. Giving her a whirl, huh? You know, I'm going to kick mine up to high and see what happens here.
That last transmission you had just there came through pretty dang clear, man.
I don't know. It's a little fady. I just got it on high now. This should be better. I don't know. Maybe not. But my antenna's in-house, so... I got all the stuff to make it happen while we talk about that, but I'll have to wait till springtime.
Well, yeah, if you're doing the cookie sheet in the window deal, yeah, you're doing really good, man.
No, not it's a Slim Jim, is what they call it. It's like a J-pole. Wire and it's kind of just hanging. I don't have that high plate thing. You know, it works. good all summer. Seems to be working. Am I better when I kicked it up to high?
Yeah, your last two transmissions have been clear. I've been sitting here listening. I hear a little bit of crunching, but, you know, I mean, it's better.
Is
my radio sounding clear your way?
Oh yeah, big time, big time. Very little, little sizzle in the back, but that could be expected, I guess. I mean, we're not right next door to each other, you know.
Hey, Roger on that. Yeah, this radio don't seem to be getting warm. I mean, it's a little bit, but it's nothing like it was before. I'm gonna hold the key down here for a little bit and talk. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's getting too warm at all. And yeah, our job today, we got out there Sterling Heights and the power went out, so now we got to work Saturday and Sunday to make up for today.
You contracted or are you hourly?
Contractor, right? Paid by the job.
Well, yeah. Got to get it done. There's no overtime involved. Yep. Damn, it was windy earlier. I went over to Walmart, grabbed some groceries, and there was one light out at Utica and Gratiot. Light was out there, but that's all I saw other than shit falling all over the place everywhere.
Yeah, I came through that out traffic right there, Utica and Gratiot. Yeah, and people don't know what it is for a red blinking light to stop and then go, right? They just go. They don't stop and give you a turn. Yeah, they're like that all the way up Utica, all the way up to Plum Brook and beyond, you know? Same thing. Yeah, I run S&S Floors, man. We do insurance work for hard surface flooring.
If you wanted to, you know, shine up a floor without anything going on it?
Yep, sure do, yep. Concrete, yep, sure do.
Yeah, that's a set in mind, because I know some guys, they like to buy up things here and there, and that's a big deal, you know. Big deal to you take your concrete and make it look beautiful again, all stony and nice. That's one of their options.
Yeah, we can grind them and sand them down pretty good, you know. We do a lot of concrete floors, you know, not resurfacing the concrete, but we got to make them ice skating rink smooth, you know, in order to put our floor on there, you know.
Oh yeah. Like I said, my housekeeper was over earlier, and I got a crappy laminate. Oh, I don't know. I'm bringing this up. Crappy laminate floor in the kitchen here. So we put some tape on there and some glue and banged a couple of joints back together. I'm trying to stay off them until tomorrow. Anyway, let that glue dry.
Yeah, I can just see what you're pulling over there, right? Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. That floor is, I'm not a firm believer of that laminate, you know, that quick lock stuff, you know, snap together stuff, whatever, I don't know. Yeah, it's not going to be around, I don't think, for too long, man. It's failed a lot, you know, especially the wood. You know, the wood, it starts shrinking and expanding and gets wet. It swells up like dog food. Where the plastic stuff that clicks together seems to hold up as long as you don't get the thin stuff, you know?
traffic down in there, and geez, I had an 8-foot circle up on the floor that was just pumped up, and man, geez. I had to redo it.
Yeah, the best for that, I would say if you go to do it again, just put a new subfloor down, and they got the LVT, they just glue it directly to the floor, that way it won't swell up and expand, you know?
Yeah, copy that. This was years ago, you know, when they first came out with that slammer snapped together. And it wasn't waterproof. I mean, you got water on it, you got a knife on your hand.
Yeah, we rip it out a lot. We get a lot, like I said, I do insurance work, so we get a lot of dishwashers going, hot water tanks, and most of all, really, the line on the ice maker gets a lot of floors.
No kidding, the ice maker line. Yeah, I can see that happening.
Oh yeah, that ice maker is probably the number one threat to all this water damage that we get, is that, you know, especially when the people go away for the weekend and that thing breaks and it just runs all weekend long, you know, destroys upstairs, downstairs.
Oh yeah, just flood every floor. Just flood them up. So, Friday, let me think here. Friday. What are you going to do tonight? A carry out, get some pizza? I think I'm pizza.
Hey, Ralph, I didn't hear that last transmission. All I heard was Friday.
I said it's Friday. What you going to do?
Yeah, for some reason that radio ain't working for you, man. Go back up to Macomb and see what's happening there.
Somebody's playing around with us, Jack. They're not going to see us at this point. Somebody's messing with us. Real soon.
WSCU 202.
WSIL 946.
Station, you're just not quite making it, at least here on my end. This is WSUP 257.
Hey, 257, WSAL 946. Can I get a text from you, please?
That last message was audible. I got you 5 by now. Over.
It should be, I mean, I'm mobile. Everything should be good. I don't know why it's
coming in and out. Could be anything, man. Power lines, transformer nearby, who knows? Over.
Yeah, copy that. Well, thank you for the check. WSAL 946, that's your sanitizer.
Roger, roger, no problem. Well, I'm here, WSIP 284, WSCT 257, you out there? Nothing here, I'm WSIP 284, this is WSCT 257, here, monitoring.
WICX 218, WNG, Brady, copy.
Yeah, you're doing real well. Just real well. I'll tell you, the Mount Clemens receiver gets pretty jacked up with people. Detroit's a better option for me, anyway.
Are those two repeaters still linked?
No, they are not. With all the shenanigans that have been going on, they unlinked them. They unlinked from the northern repeaters also.
I was just kind of looking through mygmrs.com for the first time in a while, and there's a repeater claiming an 80-mile range located in Northeast Detroit on 550.
You know, I got into my GRMS yesterday, actually, last night, and there are a couple of new repeaters out there, but I haven't tried myself. You know, I'm at Gratiot and 94 basically, and I can't get these Detroit 600 repeaters. I always felt it was down, but it looks like it's up. I just can't get it.
Yeah, no, this is right along Gratiot area, somewhere around 6 Mile, if I'm understanding what I'm seeing right here. And it's just an outrageous claim. I mean, he's talking about going probably 15, 20 miles to the east of Lake St. Clair and all the way out past Ann Arbor on the west end there.
That does sound a little crazy. You have to have a big UC antenna on top of a big tall building. Even 80, no. You're not going to hit Ann Arbor for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, if it's just a prank or what. I tried hitting it up just a little bit ago, and there's no response from the repeater. There's no tail off or anything like that.
Well, I got a base antenna that needs to be pulled. Until that happens, probably in the spring, I'm not even going to attempt any of these different repeaters that pop up. Just, I don't know. Got to have good time.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with these little, they're Baofeng GMRS specific units. I've got the ham units too, but I wanted something that was type certified, and you know, it's only using about an 8-inch antenna, and I'm hitting it from, geez, God, these 15, 20 miles away in a straight line.
Well, you're hitting the Detroit repeater, 65 repeater is at that campus market. Distance, I couldn't tell you for me, but it's not all that far. It's probably, I don't know, 5, but well, by the growth wise, it may be 8 miles.
As I understood it, the mile road system starts at Campus Martius in this part of the state, and I'm exactly on 15 Mile Road right now.
And how far is Campus Martius?
The claim that I've heard is that Campus Martius is like Mile Road Zero. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, then it'll be 15 miles.
What kind of antenna you got? You know, you said it's you told me the link, but is it the one that came with the radio?
Can't believe it or not, it is.
Oh, I believe it. Well, I think you got a good one, because you're doing real well. Doing real well. I can receive your trip anytime.
Well, it was nice talking to you, man. I just wanted to see how I'm making out getting down that far, and it seems like pretty good. So I'm happy with that. I'll probably get you sometime down the log, all right? WRVG 829.
All right, buddy. Great talking to you. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
WICX 218, WIUG, clear to air, copy. WIUG, clear to air, clear.
Yeah, Copy that. We'll just shift the address from Arby's, I think.
I like Arby's. I hear they're closing a bunch of them down. I don't know if they're in Michigan or what, but I hear they're closing some of them. So you're mobile right now, are you, Kevin?
Yeah, that's all I have is mobile. I don't have one in my. Colitis has got to come out there and act like a you-know-what, so whatever. They think that they're funny or whatever, but they're not. But, yeah, that I'll copy that. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you on another channel. WSHR 566 clear.
WSIL 946. I'm going to go clear.
Here in the India, Papa 284, this is Whiskey Sierra, Echo Tango 257, you out there? WSIP 284, this is WSCD 257, you out there? Nothing heard from WSIP 284, this is WSCD 257, clear, Mari. WSIP 284, this is WSCP 257, you got your ears on out there? Nothing heard from WSIP 284, this is WSCP 257, clear and monitor.
WSIP 284, this is WSCP 257, you out there? Nothing heard from WSIP 284, this is WCT 257, be clear and monitoring.
WSIE 375, monitoring Clinton Township.